Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things that have been bringing them joy, satisfaction, and even entertainment. And this time it's the turn of writer and translator of Stendhal and Jules Verne, among others, Sophie Lewis, to share with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Sophie Lewis. I'm an editor and a translator. Most of the time, I'm translating from French or Portuguese into English. I translate fiction mostly, but not only. I've been loving the very funniest of the Ealing comedies, and of them, Kind Hearts and Coronets really had me in stitches. A book that is still ringing in my head is Toby Litt's novel Patience. It's a very uplifting and brilliant exploration of disability and mental strength. It's so brilliant, and it's so funny. It just does not depress. It's grim stuff, and it just does not depress in the least.
Oh, hello. That's right. It's the Bad Vibes Club. This is a conversation with Kate Liston, who's an artist.
Among the few podcasts I keep going back to is Matthew Duquesne-Girardot's Bad Vibes Club. I love his interdisciplinary interests, his laconic humour, and his surprising rigour.
I was there, we were chatting quite a lot about affect theory and our interest in kind of emotions and the physical states that represent those feelings.
When last summer I saw that there was going to be a live piano concert held at Bold Tendencies, the famous or notorious car park in central Peckham, where art and drinking occasionally or often used to happen on the roof, I booked almost without checking the programme, but not quite. When I did check the programme and realised there would be Philip Glass sewn in among another composer's work who I didn't know, I was even more happy and just went for it. I booked two tickets. I didn't know how we were going to attend the concert or what it would be like. I just knew some Glass in the car park. It's a classic car park, but I've never found minimalist music so well set, so well contextualized. Concrete, open at all ends, and people sitting on very basic plastic chairs and a piano in the middle. Philip Glass's music is minimalist in a way that we know. It's been used for film scores. His operas are famous. I'm a huge fan of his studies and Satyagraha, his opera about the life of Gandhi, the early life of Gandhi, and many of his other works besides. It's something I share with my husband. I saw Glass play along with a younger violinist protege in Rio when we lived there, so I'm a big fan. I also like solo instruments very much. I think that there's a meditative quality and a elevating, ecstatic quality about hearing a solo line of melody. So I was ready for Nico Muhly, who's the other composer, to be an equal of Glass and a brand new discovery. And so it proved to be. James McFinney is an utterly brilliant pianist, a devotee of Glass, but also an exponent of Muhly, I think a friend also. And sitting there with the wind whistling around and the trains rumbling by regularly, which they do, you can hear from Peckham Rye Station, it was the perfect way to listen to some truly excellent music. But it also seemed to speak to the strangeness of our year, of our moment, even more than this music otherwise would. My parents opened a bottle of wine from the French vineyard where we used to holiday every year a couple of weeks ago, and that was a total Madeleine experience. It was a sort of black, inky black Van de Cahors. I don't wear perfume, really, but I love catching a hint of other people's clouds of scent, and that can be Dior or soap or wood smoke. I don't really mind, but I do like walking into that halo.
The likes of Sophie Lewis there. Coming up tomorrow on this week's edition of the Culture File Weekly, The Art of the Luthier and the Galway Cello, Chasing Cranes in the Writings of Peter Matheson, Rob Long has some advice on dealing with the evolving business models of the TV industry, and we have a trilogy of audio epiphanies on the sound world of Franz Kafka, the joy of feedback, and the consolations of pop music, particularly when encountered in restaurants. Chance would be a fine thing. That's the Culture File Weekly tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.